This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for January 1st, 2019. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13. It says there, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." End of quote. How do I do God's will in this brand new year? I would say move with your desire and see what God would do with it. Aren't you glad what God says to you personally in this new year? God says He is working in you. He works in two ways. He gives you the desire and He also gives the power to do what pleases Him. He is in working you in these two ways. I was sitting in a watch night service yesterday on New Year's Eve and listening to several young men and girls' desire to do God's will in this new year. Our today's insights help us to understand how it all works. God already gave the desire to do what pleases Him in their hearts, didn't He? Now the one who provides the desire also promises He will grant the power to fulfill those desires. You see, to live a life that pleases God, God provides the ingredients. God gave me the desire to open a website, and He gave me the power and ability to do it, although I am not a skilled computer person. And I can testify to you today, Jesus and I together began this website, teachbible.org. It is not my ability or power. It is 100% of God. I was just a channel. He gave me the ability to do it so far, and I trust in His strength and power every day. Do you have a desire given by God in this new year? Follow that desire and He will fulfill it with His sovereign power. Do not just sit there with your God-given desires. Move the first few stones and He comes along and accomplishes it with His sovereign power. You see, not only God is working in you, but also God is in you if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. Those who accepted Christ Jesus in their hearts, God the Father gave them the right to become the children of God. And God is in you because the moment you believed in Christ, God gave you His Holy Spirit to indwell in you. Jesus said this, and it is recorded in John 14:20. He said, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." You see, God is in you. The one who is in you, working in you by giving the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. It is that simple. Not only God is working in us because He is in you, but one more thing to remember. Bible says God is for us. You see, when you start doing the desire God gave you, because He provides the ability and power to do it, always remember this fact. God is for you. He is your defender and protector. Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Moreover, God is the one who grants you the victory in your work. 2 Corinthians 2:14, Apostle Paul says, we thank God for the power Christ has given us. He leads us and makes us win in everything. He speaks through us wherever we go. End of quote. You see, go and start working the desire God had placed in your heart this new year. He provides the ability and accomplishes it by His sovereign power. In the end, all is by God. The desire, ability, and achievement all comes from God. In this new year, beloved, instead of sitting there idle, make a move. Move and take action on your desires. Then you see how God fulfills it by His sovereign power and make you win. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. Lord, I know that you put the desire in my heart. And I also know that you give the ability and power to do it. It all comes from you. I submit my desire into your hand. Grant me the ability to do it, Lord. I step out in faith. I'm not going to sit idle. I'm going to do the desire that you placed in my heart this new year. I love you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus Christ who came and died for my sins and forgave all my sins. I worship you and I adore you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of this brand new year. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.